Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
In a sport loaded with unsung heroes, so often we find those individuals on the farms throughout our sport, and the people who get up early every single day and do their jobs, and you don't often hear about the contributions they make to the success of the sport. That is the case with this week's unsung hero. I recognize Dermot Carty, who was a friend of mine, passed away September 22nd. Dermot spent more than 30 years working as part of Frank Stronach's Adena Springs breeding and racing operation, did a wonderful job, and I always enjoyed our visits, and I wanted to remember him in this segment on this Saturday morning. And to do that is Giles Anderson. He is the man behind Anderson & Company Publishing. He publishes Trainer Magazine, which you can catch here in the North America and in Europe. And he also helps Dermot with the Adena Springs side of things. So, Giles, good morning, my friend. Really appreciate you taking a little time to recognize Dermot here this morning.
That's quite all right. My pleasure to be joining you this morning.
Yeah, you know,
The
news came as a shock to me when I heard it. I know he was dealing with some health issues and dealing with COVID-19, and we had talked through that process too. But, you know, you think about all of the people that work on the farms. Certainly at Adena Springs, there are others beside Dermot, but the contributions that they make to this game are just invaluable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dermot was a far-reaching involvement within the sport. Obviously, a lot of people remember him just for Adena Springs, but he was passionate about the promotion and growth of the Ontario program for quite some time. And not only just Adena sires that he was involved with, he also recruited a number of other stallions into Ontario in his time, and obviously internationally as well. People forget about his role with Kirsten Rousing over at Landweights. One great horse that he's got her was Bobby's Kitten, and would find, sort of horses for people, and made that a real passion. And also his passion for getting new people into the game and seeing them through the whole sort of process of a life with thoroughbreds, whether it be buying their first yearling or getting them into the breeding game and helping, advising them and seeing them along the way. So his legacy will live on for a long, long time. And you've got to remember that he acquired the likes of El Prado back in 1993. It was quite a protracted battle to get the horse. It was going to go to India at one point, and if it hadn't been for Dermot, well, you could quite easily argue that we wouldn't have had the likes of Medaglia d'Oro or Kitten's Joy on the sire list in the world today.
Yeah, the one word that comes to mind when I think about Dermot was passion. Because every time I talked to him, he was always so passionate and enthusiastic about his job and about Adena Springs in general, because he loved Adena Springs, he loved Frank Stronach, and he was always so passionate.
Absolutely. I mean, he was passionate in whatever he did. Before he came into working full-time in the thoroughbred world, he was quite big in the insurance business and also the restaurant business up in Ontario, and I swear that man could have written a book about 50 ways to cook a Brussels sprout. I mean, he was just passionate, even at sort of detail like that, and would share with people and would always make people feel sort of at home and welcome, and would always be on the phone with ideas. And we had a rule in my house, you know, I spent most of my time over in Europe, and it would be sort of, Dermot, you can't call after 8 o'clock my time, which is, say, 3 o'clock Eastern. And this would last for about a day. And 2 days later, it would be a phone call at 8:10. And he would say, I've got an idea. I've got something that we've got to do. Or this, what do you think about this? And, you know, he was a great thinker and always looking after people and looking out for people and researching pedigrees. He had the most incredible knowledge of pedigrees as well. But it's just, even on the backstretch, you see people at Woodbine or any sort of track in North America, but predominantly at Woodbine, you know, and he was always out there looking for the, you know, after the small guy, the small owner, the trainer that might have had an issue or a problem, and always wanted to champion people. And if he liked you, you know, he was a friend for life.
You know, this segment, Unsung Heroes, of course, recognizing Dermot here this morning, and really a tribute to all of those individuals that work on the farm in our industry and do this great work. But Giles, you know very well, as the publisher of Trainer Magazine, that there are so many people at the racetracks working behind the scenes with the trainers that help make this sport a success. And all of them really deserve to be recognized as unsung heroes, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we started to publish a list of articles based on different personalities that make the world go round. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the A-list trainer. We make a great thing about, you know, sort of publishing some of the backstories on some owners. And also in this past year, we did a whole piece on Jerry Dixon Jr. And his, you know, sort of life and times post, you know, the Derby a couple of years back. And it's always good for us to try and publish, you know, sort of stories about a lot of the people that do make up the whole, I suppose, jigsaw of racing, not just publishing stuff on the big people, but there are a lot of people out there, whether it be with therapeutic treatments, et cetera, or people wanting to do things differently that might not have necessarily had a big voice. It's always good to tell their story, because I tell you what, as Dermot always used to say to me, you can listen to 100 people and learn 5 things and put one of those things into practice. That's a series of marginal gains, as he used to call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I remember him saying those things to me too. You know, one thing I would do with Dermot when he would join me on the program over the years would be to spend some time talking about the Adina Stallions, and he was always so proud to go through all of their resumes, if you will, and talk about, you know, the programs that Adina has put together for them. So I'll do that with you here this morning, if you're okay with it, Giles. There are several stallions standing at Adina still, you know, Point of Entry, Silent Name, American Guru, just to name a few. So take it from the top. When you think about the Adina Stallion roster, what things are you most proud of and do you focus on most predominantly?
Well, you've got to start at the top, as you say. Look at a horse like Silent Name. Still remains the only son of Sunday Silence that started in North America. And, you know, we were putting pages together recently for the Bloodhorse Stallion Register and looking at their stats. And according to their stats, now this is based on horses who've had a minimum of 55 starters. He's the leading Canadian-based sire outside of Kentucky. Now, include the Kentucky sires, and he's number 11 on the national list with way by, you know, the cheapest fee for 2024. You know, he's had a great year this year selling a yearling of his sold on the last day at Keeneland September for $185,000. His half-brother is in France, Galloway, who stands for approximately $45,000 US, and this year is the leading sire of 2-year-olds in France and a sire of 2 Group 1 winners. And his fee's actually been reduced for next year, down to $8,000. It's a restricted book. That's $8,000 Canadian. But he's the benchmark, shall we say, of the Adina Stallion roster. Obviously, in Kentucky, you've got two stallions that stand at Hillendale. Ghost Zapper, obviously, being the one that's really set the world alight this year, or continues to. And then we've in Canada, Charmin Ghost, who I'd say is Ghost Zapper's best son by far. And he's got his first crop of Ontario side runners to start in 2024. And he's had now 8 individual stakes performers. And remember, he's been in California, Kentucky, and now very much calls Ontario his home. And he is going to be part of a new initiative next year, which is the Adina Breedback Initiative for him and Charmin Ghost, where you get $1,000 Canadian off the published fee for returning mares bred back to either Signature Red or Charmin Ghost. And I know that Frank really wants to support his first, those Ontario breeders who've stuck with him. As I say, 2024 will see his first crop of Ontario's side runners on the track. So he's a lovely horse, and I think he's had a recent 2-year-old stakes winner. At Woodbine the other day was Charmin's Girl. He's going to be one that is really going to come into his own now that he's breeding, have his first Ontario bred mares on the track. And then you've obviously got Point of Entry. In this year, he's Canada's number one living sire by Progeny Earnings turf side and average earnings per runner on turf. He's had his best win percentage to runner year to date at 53%. Remember, that's a lifetime 72% winner to runner ratio from seven crops of racing age. And his fee for next year is going to stick at $7,500 Canadian. And then you've got American Guru with his first runners in 2024. His Dam Carmigie is a three-quarter sister to Indy 500. Of course, is Dam herself, Magni Cours, and then a Magical Crown, who's the Dam of Good Effort, who's been a horse that's rather shot under the radar, but has been a great stakes winner on dirt and synthetics in Europe and the Middle East. And, bearing in mind that his first runners are going to be on the track this year, Adina have reduced his fee to $2,500 Canadian. Obviously, it's a slight leap of faith with a horse like that, but Frank standing by him and believes that with being a son of Unbridled Song, he's got plenty to shout about this coming year. And then of course there's Signature Red, the only son of Bernstein that's studying in Canada, and he is owned by a lovely breeder called Howie Walton. Howie has done very well with his sons and daughters that he's his daughters that he's bred to Signature Red, that he's bred to Signature Red, and has had some notable successes, and he stands at 69.9 starters winners lifetime, and at 5,000 Canadian, he's also another one that probably a slightly blue collar horse, but does get stakes horses, and has had some notable RNAs at the Ontario sale in the past few years, because his breeder Howie Walton absolutely stands by him and believes in the horse, and he does sire winners.
Talking with Giles Anderson of Trainer Magazine and Dina Springs here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I can tell you, Giles, that Dermot would be extremely proud of the way that you just went through the resumes of each of those stallions. I know he's smiling somewhere listening to you talk about them. Frank Stronach, who is, of course, the man behind Adina Springs, and I've told this story many times on the show, he was extremely instrumental in helping me and helping us in general, Horse Racing Radio Network, get off the ground about 20 years ago. He was extremely supportive, and you talk about passion when it comes to Dermot Carty. The passion of Frank Stronach, even over all these years, has not wavered at all. He's still extremely passionate about the game and about these stallions too.
Yeah, absolutely. Frank remains pivotally involved with the Adina stallion operation, and on a day-to-day basis is just absolutely has his finger on the pulse. I went to see him obviously after Dermot passed and went to his funeral, and typically with Frank he says, "Giles, yeah, you can come and see me for an hour, yeah?" And so, of course, I rock up there at 9:30 in the morning, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're still yabbering away in his lovely restaurant. If you ever get a chance to go out into Aurora, Frank's got his Frank's Kitchen, which is selling some great organic food. And he's also got his new electric vehicle, which is like an around town that goes at maximum 20 miles per hour. But this is his new project that he's absolutely passionate about. And for the age that he is, the man never stops and, still loves his horses, loves his racing, and is a great believer in the stallion roster that the team have got for 2024.
Well, Giles, I really appreciate you taking some time here this morning to remember Dermot, to talk about his life in racing and his career and discuss his passion, too, for the game. I really do appreciate it. Dermot and all of the people who work on the farms and do these things behind the scenes are true unsung heroes, and really appreciate the time here this morning, my friend.
Thank you for having me on, and I look forward to chatting in the future, Mike.
100%. We'll definitely do it. Appreciate it, Giles. Giles Anderson
all right,
here.
God bless.
On the Horse Racing Radio Network. Yeah, and by the way, if you're interested in learning more about Giles and his Trainer Magazine, you can visit their website. It's really cool, trainermagazine.com. It's really simple. Go there and check it out. You can subscribe to the magazine and get those delivered to you anywhere in the world. I believe it's anywhere in the world, at least in Europe and in North America. So you can check that out. And my thanks to Giles for taking time to remember Dermot on this Saturday morning. That segment, Unsung Heroes, brought to you by our friends at Woodbine Entertainment. I'm back after this short word from Woodbine.
The thrill of world-class racing now at Toronto's Woodbine Racetrack. Kick off the weekend's action now with racing each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday beginning at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. With more than $64 million in purses this season, you'll enjoy world-class racing and training facilities with the top turf racing in North America over the prestigious E.P. Taylor Turf Course. You won't want to miss racing at Woodbine. For wagering updates, handicapping tips, racing news, and more, visit woodbine.com.